100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Well, we've gotten through the 20th anniversary and now the weekly challenge number 1000, so it's time for 1001 and begin the trek anew. This is a pick two, the Sparrow and Waveform, limited edition, Ouroboros, and Broken Glass are the topics. And we've got folks back again, so I will go ahead and let you listen to the stories and meet up with you afterwards. How's that sound?
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my pick two story. It's called Glen Talnara. Sometimes you have to treat yourself, even if it means being extravagant. Everyone deserves to feel special every now and again. My treat? A 40-year-old limited edition single malt, lovingly distilled on a remote Scottish island, following a family tradition centuries old. It wasn't cheap. Actually, it was eye-wateringly expensive. But I felt I deserved it. I was out on the day it was delivered. UPS left a card. They also tossed the box over my 8-foot fence, where it landed on a pile of rubble. So, no whiskey for me. Just a box of broken glass. That's it. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Sparrow, a limited edition of Dolls, had everything but sparrows, the symbol of protection and hope. A dollhouse, doll furniture, doll everything. It looked dark and gloomy. An adult now, his sister still loved Dolls, the pink kind. He hated his sister. When he gifted Sparrow to her, she loved it. Well, that didn't work, he thought. So he got another doll, wrapped in a white shawl, a reminder that even when you're trying to get revenge, there is always a glimmer of hope. Okay, great. Now, he wanted to destroy the whole thing. He smiled. Perhaps that would work. And this was my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Isn't the birdsong lovely? Most would agree, but not I. You see, birdsong is by no means cheerful or joyous. In reality, it is bleak and despairing. The sparrow sings of pain and anguish, of death and destruction, of such sorrow it would break your heart. The song thrush sings of shattered dreams, like broken glass shards, harsh and piercing. The robin mourns each passing day, cursing life and its misfortunes. Songs of woe, of loss, and melancholy. But not the crow. The crow's harsh cawing is a joyful, happy sound. He's laughing at all the other birds. Poor, sad things.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1001. It's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. Peering through the broken glass of the small window, Bilbert saw that Sabrina was blindfolded and gagged and wore oversized coveralls with the arms wrapped around and tied in front of her like an Ouroboros. A dot of red light appeared beside Sabrina. A laptop computer sat on a table next to her. Its webcam had just come on. Were her captors in another room watching Sabrina from a distance, or was the camera aimed at the window watching him? The back porch door burst open and feet pounded down the wooden stairs. Bilbert had the answer to his question. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The Start of a Not Normal Day. It felt like the outside was inside, and everyone was in a temper. Glass glittered the carpet, and Dad was looking for someone to blame. We were shouted at to keep back, but the cat didn't listen and ran through the shards. The glass had gone into my brother's school shoes. A speck of blood from the cat's paw painted red on the carpet. I wanted my breakfast, but I didn't dare say. Dad had something else to shout about as the cat dragged a half-alive sparrow from behind the TV. We were going to be late for school. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
I don't know why I collect Pez dispensers, but my closet has dozens of bins of them. There are all kinds of different designs and colors and characters. If I get one from a series, I have to complete the whole set. I used to have them out on shelves to display, but after we moved, I haven't taken them out of the bins yet. There's one that was a limited edition Tiffany glass dispenser, but I think it got broken in the move. So instead, I'll probably put my Millard Fillmore dispenser on the lit rotating stand on the shelf.
And there you have it, a bunch of 100-word stories on the pick two topics. I'm not going to read them all out again because they're up on the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Or you can just hit restart and you'll hear me say them in about 15 to 20 seconds. Anyway, the next topic is going to be you're not going. So go ahead and get your pens and papers and keyboards and whatever's crayons, chalk, write it on the sidewalk and take a photo. I don't know. I don't think anyone's done that yet. I don't think even I have. And I can't do it on my driveway because it's pavers. I can do it on the street. I don't think my neighbors would appreciate it. But that's it for this week. Once again, I didn't record my weekly stories, but I'll deal with that in a minute. Thank you for putting up with this, and as always, keep it brief.